Inside Mac.
For Monday, October 16th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Steve Jobs explains why the iPod changed the world, why the Zoom never will. Analysts have high hopes for big companies like Apple, and the demand for Macs continues to grow every year at Princeton. In a recent interview, Steve Jobs talked about everything from the iPod's beginning to why he likes Levi's. But one thing is for sure, Jobs is not threatened by Microsoft's Zune. Newsweek's Stephen Levy asked Jobs if Microsoft's claim that Zune was all about building communities worried him. Mr. Jobs dismissed Zune's ability to find other Zune users and share a song with them because he said it takes forever. When asked if the iPod may lack the coolness factor because everyone has one, he answered, "We don't strive to appear cool. We just try to make the best products we can." Jobs goes on to discuss Apple's behind-the-scenes efforts to bring the major record labels to iTunes when iPod was still a relatively minor hit with Mac users, and reiterated Apple's public position when it comes to keeping iTunes pricing at its current levels. Even though major labels tried to charge more for new tracks, Apple insisted that iTunes offer a 99-cent price point across the board. Jobs said if we go back now and raise prices, we will be violating that implicit deal. Many users will say, "I knew all along that the music companies were going to screw me, and now they're screwing me." And he said they would never buy anything from iTunes again. Mr. Jobs was also asked if he thought it was fair to the customer that the songs they buy from Apple will only work on iTunes and the iPod. His answer? Well, they knew that all along. He said people know up front that when they buy music from the iTunes store, it plays on iPods, and we're not trying to hide anything there. The interview ends with Steve Jobs saying the iPod really changed the world. Music faded in importance for a while. Music is so deep within all of us, but it's easy to go for a day or a week or a month or a year without really listening to music, and the iPod has changed that for tens of millions of people. And he said, "That makes me happy because I think music is good for the soul." Speaking of Stephen Levy, he will soon release a new book this month to coincide with the iPod's fifth birthday. The book is entitled The Perfect Thing: How the iPod Shuffles Commerce, Culture, and Coolness. The book aims to be the definitive account from design and marketing to startling impact of Apple's iPod. In the book, Levy explains why Apple succeeded with its version of the MP3 player when other companies have failed. He draws on his experiences covering Napster and attending Supreme Court arguments on copyright, and addresses all of the issues that the iPod raises, like technical, legal, social, and musical, but not necessarily in that order. Levy borrowed one of the iPod's functions, the shuffle mode. According to the publisher, with the exception of the opening and concluding sections, the sequence of the chapters in the book has been shuffled. Analysts are saying that there is plenty of optimism for big companies like Apple as the earnings season gets into full swing. Analysts at Standard & Poor's Equity Research Services hiked their rating on information technology stocks to market weight from underweight, citing an improved outlook for the economy. Advertisers are now shifting spending towards the internet, which benefits companies like Google. And demand for PCs have exceeded some analysts' expectations, which is good for Apple and Intel. The analysts at Merrill Lynch are claiming that Apple's September results, which are due October 18th, will be as much about the Mac as they are about the iPod. In fact, sales of Macs are expected to exceed iPod sales. According to analysts, Apple will sell 7.7 million iPods in the quarter versus the previous estimate of 8.3 million. The lower guess still represents growth of 20%. Meanwhile, Apple is expected to sell more than 1.5 million Macs versus a previous estimate of 1.44 million. At that level, Mac sales would account for more than $2 billion, or 43% of the estimate for Apple's revenue in the quarter. More and more students at Princeton University are purchasing Macs. In fact, 45% of all student computer purchases made through Princeton were Macs this year. The upward trend went from 15% in 2003 to 25% in 2004, 38% in 2005, and now 45% in 2006. But students aren't the only ones buying Macs, as a large percentage of faculty members also use the computers. Stephen Sather of OIT said a relatively high percentage of faculty use Macs, and that percentage has also increased over the past couple of years. He said many faculty members in the engineering school have adopted Macs despite the fact that some engineering software programs only run on Windows. Some of the reasons listed for why some students prefer Macs, no surprise, they like the lack of malware, ease of use, Apple's unique website, and Apple's good customer service. Coming up, new releases and updates, including one that allows a phone system to be delivered on an iPod Shuffle, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. At a recent digital live show, Belkin introduced the upcoming Tune Stage 2 for iPod. It consists of two parts, the transmitter and the receiver. The transmitter can connect to your iPod using Bluetooth with EDR to transmit audio to the receiver. It can also send audio and stereo headphones or car stereos equipped with Bluetooth technology with a range of up to 33 feet. The transmitter can control volume when used in newer iPods as well. The receiver connects to your home stereo, computer, or MP3 phone equipped with Bluetooth technology, allowing you to stream your music just about anywhere. The Tune Stage 2 for iPod system is priced at $149 US and will be available in late November. Cocktail 3.7.3 has been released. The latest version for the general purpose utility for macOS 10 allows users to clean, repair, and optimize their system. This new release addresses a bug that caused high CPU usage on Intel Macs and adds compatibility with macOS 10 10.4.8. The update is strongly recommended for all users of Cocktail Tiger Edition. It is distributed as a universal binary and is fully compatible with both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs. Cocktail requires macOS 10 10.4 or later and is priced at $14.95 US. Quark has announced the availability of the Quark Print Collection, a comprehensive set of pre-pressed tools for Quark Express 7 and Adobe Acrobat 7. Included in the collection is Quark Imposer for Quark Express, Quark Imposer for Adobe Acrobat, Quark Market, and Quark Item Marks. These tools provide users with everything they need to create fully imposed press-ready files. Quark Print Collection will be available later this month for $299 US. 4S Newcom has introduced iBlue. The private branch exchange software lets you set up a phone system of up to 250 VoIP-based callers with up to 30 parallel calls. In fact, it is so small it can be delivered on an iPod Shuffle as well as on a Mac Mini. System administrators can configure inbound number blocks, users, extensions, outbound routing, and auto-attendant, voicemail, and conferencing features. It will begin shipping in November, and it isn't cheap. It has been priced at over $3,500 US. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.